Welcome back to Tech Talk. As ever, if you want to get in touch, you can drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com. This is the part of the show that I usually ask for recommendations of what you're reading, what you're watching and all the rest. But I actually have some for you. I've started off this year strong. We are not big New Year's Eve people in our house. So we actually went to the cinema for the first time in years, which was a pure novelty, but highly enjoyable. We went to see Saipan, which tells the story of the fallout between Mick McCarthy and Roy Keane. And I would recommend it if you lived through that period of time. I was in first year of secondary school when it all happened. And I clearly remember standing by my locker when everybody was like, oh my God, this has happened. There was a very much a buzz and an excitement and a massive interest. I know it's been sort of parsed to death over the last 20 something years, but it is still, I found it anyway, fascinating, and I would recommend it. It's a brilliant retelling of what went on. And obviously it's been dramatised, and I'm sure there's been a bit of artistic or creative license used as well. But I really enjoyed it, particularly the final 30 minutes. It is great. It was also nice to be in a cinema. I haven't been to the cinema, as I said. We were trying to work it out. I think it might have been pre-COVID that we were in the cinema, which is awful, but there you go. But we went from watching that to watching Rebel Without a Ball on the RTE player, which is a documentary about the whole Saipan controversy, which is also great. So that is also there. It is free to watch on the RTE player. But all in all, that was a great excuse to go back down the rabbit hole. And of course, pick a side. I'm Team Roy, but there you go. Elsewhere, what are we watching? Oh, we're almost at the end of season one of Mad Men. I tried to watch it before, but I just couldn't get into it. But I am fully on board now. Like the sexism and the hateful characters are so appalling, but I can't stop watching. We're watching it on Disney if you're looking for it. It had been on Netflix for such a long time, and I actually started watching it. We started watching it because it popped up as a card on Netflix, and we watched episode one, and then the next day it had disappeared. But thankfully it's on Disney, so if you're on Disney, give it a go. And then finally, in terms of books, I've finished two books this year so far, and the one I'm going to recommend to you is one that I listened to last weekend on Borrowbox, and it's called Dynasty by Matt Cooper. I chose to read the audiobook because I was, you know, taking down the decorations and faffing around and all the rest. So I like having an audiobook when I'm doing stuff like that. Listened on Borrowbox, which again is completely free, but I was utterly enthralled. It tells the story of the family behind Dunn Stores. Now, I obviously knew bits and pieces, including the late Ben Jr.'s larger-than-life media presence and so on. But the dynamics of that family are fascinating, and I would highly recommend it. It's kind of like the Irish version of Succession in a way. But it's brilliant, so if you can get your paws on that, do. I'm currently reading a novel by Sophie White called Snaglist. I always love reading Sophie White's columns. And then this is my first time reading one of her books. But I'm on the hunt for my next non-fiction read. So if you've any recommendations, they don't have to be to do with technology. Sometimes I like stepping fully outside of that world and just getting my brain into something else. So if you've any recommendations for me, what is the best non-fiction book you've read in the last 6 months? Or longer, whenever you want. Techtalk@newstalk.com is the email address. And I'll keep sharing what I'm enjoying as and when I make my way through things. Now, we started the show with Grok, which, anyway, I'm sure we'll come back to it. But there were some fun things that happened in the world this week. One of which was the Stripe Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition. As I have said many times on this show over the years, it's one of my favourite events of the year. I took part twice when I was in secondary school. It's one of the best things I did in terms of my confidence and my communication skills and also just life experience. I loved it. So I was delighted to head down to the RDS. And when I was there, I walked the floor. I saw some amazing projects. Like, they're all amazing in their own way, but there were a few that jumped out at me. And what I found interesting about my interpretation of it was that it wasn't necessarily the big, obvious tech ones that jumped out to me. There were some that relate to, you know, human sciences, human behavior, the impact of AI on confidence, morale. Do students learn better from AI than from teachers? All that sort of stuff was just fascinating. But before I bring you one of the projects that caught my eye, I want to play my chat with Niamh Donnellan, who is the head of the Stripe Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition.
Well, it's hard to put into words. I suppose we've come so far from since we were first announced as title sponsor in May. But I think, you know, what we're looking at is over 550 projects, 1,000 students setting up their project stands, ready for the judging this afternoon. And just before that, we will have an opening ceremony in the presence of Uthron Heron, Catherine Connolly, and we're really, really excited to get everything started.
Okay, so there is the hustle, the bustle. There's a lot of excitement. There's also a lot of excitement that Stripe is involved. For those who don't know the sort of full circle moment that's going on here, just give us the backstory to the partnership and the alignment between the founders of Stripe and the Young Scientist.
Yeah, so both Patrick and John would have participated in the exhibition previously. Not once, but I think Patrick even participated twice. And also their brother Tommy participated years ago. And in 2005, Patrick actually took home the overall prize. So that's about 20 years ago now. So it is a really, it is a full circle moment for us in Stripe. And it's, you know, being a title sponsor of the exhibition is obviously very personal to our founders. But it's also very personal to Stripe. We are a company that believes in progress, economic, scientific and technological progress. And being able to invest in the future of Ireland and Ireland's youth and Ireland's investment in STEM is really something special, I think, for us and for all of the Stripes that are volunteering here today.
Can you just give us a bit of an idea of what goes into making this happen? Because we're sitting here now and all the students are downstairs. They've got their stands. I remember when I took part, the pride of like hanging the different things on the stand. But I'm sure months and months of work has gone in behind the scenes.
Definitely months and months of work on our part has gone in, but I think more importantly the students are the people who've put on, they've put up so much work into this, and I know this goes on all year round, and I have to give credit to parents and teachers and guardians as well who are supporting the students to be here today. It's obviously a very big week for them, a lot of them are away from home, so there's huge credit to them and all the work that they've put in throughout the year to get to this point. And you know, when I speak to the teachers, a lot of them would say that some of the students, obviously they do it within the classroom and they do it with student support, and many of them do it on their own bat. And you know, full credit to them, we are amongst Ireland's brightest minds here and we're so thrilled to be part of it.
I was reading comments from Tony Scott, one of the co-founders, and I remember chatting to him a number of years ago, and he was saying that this is a brilliant way to kick off the year. It starts in January, but he was also very excited this year to have Stripe involved, because there's that vision, the hunger and the will and the want to kick it on a little bit. What do you think Stripe will bring to something that has been around for such a long time and is an important part not only to the Irish education system but also Irish society as well?
Absolutely, and this exhibition is obviously around for 60 plus years and it's a national treasure in everybody's eyes, and we are here to preserve that winning formula, I think, that has worked for decades. And obviously, you know, you will see if you come today or over the week, you will see the primary science fair, you will see the 550 projects on display, the Festival of Science, and you'll also see a huge amount of innovative technology on display amongst the sponsors that we have here. So you're going to see you know, robotic dogs and drones and even a quantum computer, and we have other innovations within the Festival of Science where we're, you know, showcasing a career panel, which is a new element of the schedule, and we'll have different careers from engineers, scientists, meteorologists, everybody that has kind of pursued a career in STEM and how they did that. So we're really excited to bring small innovations to the exhibition this year, but indeed, as you say, over time we are going to you know, iterate and invest over time to bring the exhibition into the next generation, along with the support of the board and Tony Scott, as you say, and we're really excited to be able to do that in partnership with them for the years to come.
Yeah, that was Niamh O'Donnellan, head of Stripe Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition. Also, when I was there, the first person actually I met when I went up the stairs to the media room was Jamie Heaslip. Now, I'm sure a lot of you know Jamie from his work in the world of rugby. He obviously played for Ireland, played for Leinster. He's on the telly doing the commentary and all the rest. But he also works for Stripe and was part of the team that worked to get the title sponsorship of the Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition for Stripe. and I caught up with Jamie and got a sense of his excitement for the week.
It's great to be here in January and not in a pair of shorts running around on the rugby pitch in the RDS, but it's if you've never been to the Stripe Young Scientist Technology Exposition, you'll be blown away by the energy of the students here. Like I was here Monday, we were getting stuff together here, but once the students start coming in yesterday evening and today, it just goes to another level. You'll be blown away by the kind of the problems, the solutions, the things students are thinking about, how they're going about solving these kind of problems. The standard that is at is mind-blowing. It's quite inspirational, and when you think of, you know, the future of Ireland, it is definitely in safe hands.
It's one of my favourite events of the year because it just starts the year off in a really positive, optimistic and exciting tone. Obviously, having Stripe involved, we know the synchronicity and the history of the lads and this event. Why was it important and significant for Stripe now to come on as that title sponsor, and what work went into to getting ownership of that?
I think if you ask, you know, Patrick, John, their other brother Tommy, won an award here. If you ask any of like the people who have taken part in this competition, regardless if they won something or not here, the power it has in terms of sparking that curiosity of where science and technology can bring you on the path, where it turns up in the real world, the problems that it solves, the opportunity that it creates. I think that's the thing, that's the reason I think why Stripe is involved in this, because it had such a outweighed kind of impact on Patrick and John and the path they took. You know, I think it's a great moment to see them take over as title sponsor of an iconic tradition, in a sense, in Ireland. And it's also really, it's quite nice in a really weird way to stick the Irish jersey on again, because when you see the standard of this and you talk to the alumni around it, like we have an island of, what, 6-7 million people. The standard this is at the international level is like really high. We're batting massively above our average. And that's a credit to all the teachers, all the students, all the parents and the families behind it. It's a little bit like sports in that way. It's like everyone behind that facilitate this. Mm-hmm. The power that has on them all is just, it blows me away, and it's such a privilege and honor to kind of to be part of it and play a small role in the success of all these students.
I have met you at numerous events where you're talking to either startups or budding entrepreneurs, and you're giving your advice and your insights, and it must be exciting to see innovation and potential entrepreneurs at school going age, and you know, the potential for these ideas. I don't know how much you've walked the floor, but you just know, looking down, there's definitely a few future millionaires here.
You know, but it's great. So they can all go on so many different paths, yeah. Right? And so John Moynihan, who won it back in the first winner back in 1965, he went to my school, Newbridge College. And he went on and created some amazing things as well. And some people have gone into academia and discovered some amazing opportunities. It's just, I suppose, it exposes them to the wide and variety of different paths that people can go on, mm-hmm. and where science technology shows up in the real world. Yeah. And connects the dots of what's been taught in the classroom to how it shows up in the real world. But I tell you, when I go around, I'm learning so much off these people, because it's across industry, across sector, in terms of what they are solving for. And they'll blow you away with how they communicate that message, yeah. as well, and how they get it across. How professional they are with it, the thought, the care that's gone into it, and even seeing them today versus like Friday or Saturday, like it's chalk and cheese. Even they get better and better and better in terms of how they communicate it. But it's, I mean, if ever you wanted to start the year well, you know, get a ticket, come down here and just walk the floors. Like I'll be bringing my kids in on Saturday, and it's just amazing to see just what they're thinking about and how they're solving for it. And then, you know, you've got all the stuff here, you've got some amazing stands in the kind of exhibitor halls in terms of like the companies that have partnered in showing where science has turned up in the real world. Everything from, you've got robot dogs, quantum computers, drones, all sorts of different things of how it's turning up in the real world. So it's just great to be part here.
Yeah, that is Jamie Heaslip chatting with me at the Stripe Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition. It's just such a fun few days. And if your kids are in secondary school or if they're going into secondary school and there's the opportunity or the option for them to take part, I would highly recommend it. Honestly, even if they're not into science as such, there's so many other ways to get into it and to look at issues in society that they're interested in. Here's one example of two students I met who looked at something that is so far away from science and technology, but with a scientific hat on.
Alice Brosden in Mount Anville second year.
Isla Conlon in Mount Anville secondary school second year.
The project is titled Breaking Records or Just Dress Codes, Investigation to How the Switch from Skorts to Shorts Affect Girls' Confidence on the Pitch. And we came up with this idea when in May 2025, during the Leinster semi-final against Kilkenny and Dublin, the girls came wearing shorts and they were told that if they didn't change, the game would have to be cancelled. Obviously, they didn't want this, so they had to change into skorts. In the same week, there was a Munster final and the girls had said that their attempt to wear shorts as well, but the game was postponed. So after seeing all this, we were really shocked and surprised that just this simple thing of wearing their shorts and all these games to be cancelled and how, like, it can really like affect the players as they're not allowed to wear what they'd like to wear. And we wanted to see how now that girls are able to have the choice, how it kind of affects their like confidence and if it has a positive or negative impact on them.
And so how did you go about looking at that?
We made two surveys, so one for the second years in our school and one for the under 15s, under 16s, minors and seniors in our local GAA club. For the senior survey, we asked a bit more questions because there would be more people answering and they'd be a bit older. And then for the junior survey, we asked shorter, more like clear questions to try get the most accurate response. And what we found was that the senior survey, they mainly preferred wearing shorts. But even if they didn't prefer wearing shorts and they still liked the skorts, they all said that they either definitely wanted the choice, which was 82%, or they didn't really mind, and that was the rest.
Did you enjoy carrying out the research, putting your project together, getting your findings and so on?
No, totally. We really, really, like, getting the research, it was really nice to know, kind of, we had the second years in school, but it was also really nice to know the support that we got from our GAA club, as we had under 15, under 16, minor and senior teams. And it was so nice that they were so willing to voice their opinions, and it was, and that support us in our project as well. And we also thought it was really good because we were also able to give them a voice and give it to their opinions and let everyone in, not only in the RDS, but passers-by, like anyone who comes to the Stripe Young Scientist, to let them know how this is how they truly feel about it. And we did really enjoy putting our board together and adding all the jewels and making it very unique and specific to us. We thought it was a really fun experience.
Yeah, those fantastic students from Mount Anville in Dublin. I have to say, I loved chatting with them. I met so many other students across the day that I was down there. The energy is just utterly thrilling. But the reason I brought you that project was it shows that young people are firstly paying attention to what's going on in the world around us. They're seeing the stories that are hitting the headlines that are impacting their peers and others in the community. And they're looking to see what impact these issues are having. They're putting on the scientific cap to look at it in a scientific way and then get insights and recommendations. And also, as I said at the top of this bit, you know, the communication skills that you learn when you have to present your project to the judges and to the teachers and to other people who are coming around, those are life skills that will stand to you. I genuinely believe I'm in the job that I'm in now because of a few very important things that happened when I was in secondary school, and taking part in the Young Scientist was definitely one of them. So yeah, I am a huge fan of it, I have to say. Just absolutely love it. Right, when we come back here on News Talk, I'm going to answer some of your tech questions and we'll take a quick look at CES 2026.